Since 2011, Anthony Simonelli has represented Ward 7 on the Pittsfield, Massachusetts City Council. On March 14th, he announced that he won't seek re-election when his fourth two-year term expires at the end of the year, saying he wanted to spend more time with his family. Simonelli spoke with WAMC about his time in office and what priorities remain as he finishes his term.
I think like any first term, first-year counselor, I had an idea of what it involved, but, you know, until you sit up there and you actually do the work, walk the walk, so to speak, you really don't know. So, you know, after 7.5 years or so, you know, being one of the more veteran members of the council now, I'm a lot more comfortable. I know a lot more of what I did at the time that I ran, you know, department heads and procedures and things like that. So, it's a learning curve for anyone in the beginning. I think my role has changed a little bit from a novice, if you will, to one of the more veteran members of the council.
In your mind, what are some of the biggest issues that you deliberated on as a counselor over the past 8 years?
Well, I don't think there's any question that the new Taconic High School project was a very big one. The Berkshire Innovation Center, the BIC, was certainly something that, you know, had to be discussed at some length. You know, one of the things that I'm proud that really wasn't a major citywide thing was the renovation of the Marquee downtown in Pittsfield. That's scheduled actually to be completed and reinstalled, if you will, towards the end of April. I'm pleased about that because, you know, to me that's a piece of Pittsfield. That's history and you know, too many things around here in Pittsfield went the way of the wrecking ball, if you will. And I didn't want to see that part of Pittsfield's history go. So that may have not been an earth-shattering thing, but it's something that I'm proud of that I think in years to come, Pittsfield will be able to enjoy it. I think it's like one of the final pieces of the renovation of downtown, you know. There's been quite a few things over the course of 8 years, but, you know, a couple of those stick out right away.
In the time that you've been on the council, you've seen different administrations come and go in Pittsfield. Where do you see the winds of politics blowing in Pittsfield? What are the current trends going on now that maybe weren't there when you first started?
Well, I don't know that the winds have shifted in any direction per se. I believe, you know, former Mayor Bianchi and current Mayor Tyre, you know, both, you know, have or had the city's best interest in hand, and I think both, you know, have done and tried and are trying to do their best to, you know, corral taxes, if you will, move the city forward. When I first started, you know, the downtown district was certainly on the way back, and with streetscapes and the recent development of businesses and market rate housing, Howard Building, Anoda Building, things like that have come around. I see the last two, you know, administrations, if you will, I think progressing in pretty much the same direction in regards to trying to move the city forward. And, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, myself and other members of the council over the last 8 years have helped.
Looking over the next 8 months, what do you see as the most important things on the horizon for the work you're going to do before retirement?
Well, it really hasn't been any surprise that you know, I've been an advocate for infrastructure, especially in my ward, but, you know, overall in the city, you know, road work for sure has always been a top priority of mine. I do know that there are some issues, you know, that will be coming up in the next week or two or three in regards to, you know, the marijuana tax revenue. And what it could or should be used for. You know, the mayor has a proposal about renovating some properties in the West Side, Morningside communities. But, you know, I think, you know, my ward-specific things are to continue to advocate for the roads in my my particular section of the town, you know, we've got more unaccepted streets in Ward 7 than any other place in the city. And a lot of, you know, I mean, there's road work that's needed all over the place. There's no doubt about that. But I think, you know, my job is to advocate and you know, support my particular district in the city. So, you know, I'm going to continue to fight all the way down. Budget season's coming up. I'll have to take a real good look at the budget. We'll probably start deliberations sometime in probably the end of May into June. You know, I don't know what the mayor's going to be bringing forth, but, you know, I'll take a close look at that and see what comes out of that.
What ultimately informed your decision to not run again?
Well, you know, when I ran back in 2011, started in 2012, you know, I never really thought I was going to be a lifelong politician by any means. You know, I just, you know, wanted to go 2 years at a time and try to help, you know, as I said before, my particular part of the city here. You know, my wife is going to be retiring probably at the end of April. I now currently have a 9-month-old grandson and a 2-month-old granddaughter. Both of the families, if you will, my kids, the grandkids are local. You know, it's time. You know, I've put in, it will be 8 years. And, you know, I want to spend, I mean, I know a lot of people always say I'm doing this or that because I want to spend more time with my family. But in my particular case, it's true. You know, I could do that as well as run for city councilor, but, you know, I think everything seems to align right. You know, the planets are aligning in the right direction, if you will, that, you know, with the retirement of my wife coming up and the grandkids and my son and daughter living local, and you know, we might, you know, take off for a week or two in the winter next year and enjoy some sunshine instead of, you know, shoveling the snow. So it just seemed to be the right time for me to make the decision.
Do you have any sense of who might take over the reins of Ward 7 from you?
No, you know, I really don't. One of the reasons why that, you know, I declared that I wasn't going to run again was to give, you know, anybody out there that is thinking about it or had thought about it in the past, you know, plenty of time to think it over, plan some kind of a, you know, a campaign, if you will. I'm certainly available to anybody that, you know, that's thinking of running, if they want to sit and talk to me, to, you know, what's been the issues, what's going on, what, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm more than willing to do that. But, yeah, I really don't have a specific anybody. I'm hoping somebody with some energy and, you know, we'll run.
At times you found yourself at odds with what seems like a growing contingent of more self-identified progressives in Pittsfield city politics. Do you think there's like a gap, like a culture gap forming in Pittsfield between, you know, longer serving members and maybe a new class with different ideas?
I don't know. You know, that question could be a nice way of saying everybody's younger and I'm older and, you know, but no, I don't think so. I get along with all 10 members of the city council. Obviously, they have a different viewpoint, you know, some of them than I do. I've agreed with some of them on issues and disagreed with them and vice versa, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I or they, you know, don't have the city's best interests in heart. And I think, you know, people see things in different ways, and you know, all I can do is do the best I can to represent, you know, the people that put me in office, you know, the good people of Ward 7, if you will, and vote what I think is the right thing to do. And, you know, whether I'm on the side of 10 to 1 or I'm the one and everybody else is 10, you know, I just always tried to do the right thing for Ward 7 and what I thought was the right thing. So I don't know that I would pit, you know, a so-called progressive as opposed to, I guess you're insinuating I'm not progressive, but that, you know, it's you know, you just have to look at different viewpoints and vote on each individual issue as they come.
In your mind, the next counselor for Ward 7, what should the first thing on their list be?
Well, that's a pretty good question. I guess, you know, go down to City Hall and maybe introduce yourself to the various department heads. Get to know the people that are actually running the city, you know, the highway people, the health department, the conservation agent, community development. You know, those are the people that, you know, you're going to need to work with to, you know, to get things done with. I think throughout the campaign, listen to your constituents. If you're going to go door to door, you know, listen to what people have to say, even if you don't necessarily agree with them or not, because those are the people you represent. So it's, you know, everybody's got to find their own niche and their own way of doing things. But, you know, if you don't represent the people that put you in there, then you're probably not going to be in there too long. So I think those are some of my suggestions.
What do you hope your legacy will be as a leader of Pittsfield's community?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. I don't know. You know, I always tried to be an independent voice. I, as I said before, sometimes I was on the side of 10 to 1, and sometimes I was 1 to 10. But I think that anybody that has followed me through the 8 years, or will be 8 years, I hope they thought that I always did what I thought was in the best interest of you know, the ward and the city, and that I always, you know, I've said it a couple different times, you know, there's a correct way of doing things, there's a political way of doing things, and there's a right way of doing things. And I always try to do what I consider was the right thing to do. And, you know, I've had, you know, Council President Peter Marchetti as well as Superintendent McCandless both individually say to me separately that they never quite knew what I was going to vote until I actually cast my vote. And, you know, I kind of took that as a compliment, because, you know, I never wanted to be a rubber stamp. I didn't want somebody to say, well, you know how he's going to vote or she's going to vote. Or, and, you know, I might go into a vote with an idea of which way I'm going to go, but, you know, then I listen to all my colleagues and listen to the different viewpoints, and then I make my decision. So, but, you know, it was always what I considered at the time the right thing to do, which was the vote. So, you know, I don't know, maybe that's a lengthy answer to what my legacy should be or would be or whatever, but, you know, I always try to do the best I could, and, you know, did I always make the right vote? Probably not, but at least I did it for the right reason and not, you know, for a different reason.
In the spirit of that, you did make an effort to prevent the city school committee from changing the celebration of Columbus Day this year. And I know that you really brought a lot to that argument. Was that a disappointing loss for you?
It was. It was. I think, you know, there was some misinformation on both sides. 500 years of celebrating Columbus was eliminated, if you will, by the school committee, you know, with one vote. And, you know, as I said during that time, you know, Christopher Columbus was not an angel or a saint, but you know what? He was a man that lived in different times. And, you know, it's tough to equate somebody today with what happened 500 years ago and with what Christopher Columbus brought to the table, if you will, 500 years ago and his accomplishments and what was attributed to him. You know, I just felt it was the wrong call, and I still feel it was the wrong call. And I know a lot of people around town, and they're not all Italian Americans, felt it was the wrong vote as well. But, you know, that's something that the school committee has to hang their hat on. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but, well, it is what it is.